Welcome back, everybody. Chaim and Yomi Tater up to Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph 77a, and we are on the bottom of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis by the Mishnah. We had just begun the 8th parak of Masechah Shabbos, and the Mishnah is talking about the different shiurim for liquids in order to be chayev for carrying out on Shabbos. We had different shiurim for wine and milk and water and honey and all of those things. Now comes the Gemara and analyzes the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Tana Kedei Mezigas Kos Yofe. When the Mishnah said that Hamotzi Yain, someone who carries out wine, is Kedei Mezigas HaKos, so what's this referring to? So what Braisa taught us, that it's referring to a Mezigas Kos Yofe, to a nice cup. My Kos Yofe, I asked the Gemara, what's this nice cup? Kosho Bracha. The Kosho Bracha is what's referred to as a nice kos. This is based on the Gemara and Bracha Sandaf Nun Aleph, which spoke about all of the various requirements to make a Kosho Bracha really nice. Now comes the Gemara and tries to figure out what amount of wine. Again, there was the pure wine, which was very, very strong, so all of it had to be diluted. So what amount of real wine do you need when making a kos shel bracha? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Avu, a kos shel bracha, when talking about a kos shel bracha, tzarech sheyeh bo rova revius. So it must contain a quarter of a revius of pure wine, and then the rest of the three quarters are going to be water. Kedei sheyim zegenu. So that way he can mix the wine with water. V'yamod al revius, and therefore you will have the full revius when using this kos shel bracha. Now, how much of the revius do you need to drink? So we assume that maybe for kedei sheyim rova revius mila lugmav. Again, discussion not for us right now, but what it seems here is that you need one quarter of the regular wine, then three quarters can be the water to go and dilute the wine. So Amar Rava, Rava says Afanan Nami Tani. Now we also learned this in our Mishnah, because the Mishnah said Amotzi Yain Kedei Mezigas HaKos, that one who carries wine out is chayev if they bring enough to mix a cup with Ivetani Allah, and the Brisa was taught on that Kedei Mezigas Kos Yafe, that it has to be a nice cup, which we said is used for a koshal bracha, the Katani Seifa. And then the last part of the Mishnah said Ushar Kol Mashkin B'Revius, that all other liquids are, one is only going to be chayev if they took out a revius. So what we see from here is that one is only going to be chayev for taking out drinks that are revius or above, but nothing really less than a revius normally. So what we see from here is that a kosher bracha would also need to be a revius in order to function properly. So you would need this, the quarter of the pure wine, the three quarters of the water, and then you'd be good to go. And this is all assuming, like Rava Shita, Rava Gatame, and Rava goes according to his own ruling, which is Da'amar Rava Kochamer Delodari Al Chad Tlas Maya Lav Chamer. That any wine that does not have three parts of water for each part of wine, meaning it's a 3-to-1 ratio, one quarter of the wine and then three quarters of the water, that is not going to be considered good wine. Amar Abai Abai says, stay chuvas badavar. I have two replies as to why our Mishnah cannot be approved for anything in terms of a revius and in terms of the fact that you need one quarter of pure wine in order to have a good cup of wine. Chada, first of all, ditnam, because it's taught in a Mishnah in Nida. In Nida, the context of talking about wine is just the different colors and shades of red that one is going to be a Nida for, but over here we're going to use it to teach our halacha. V'hamazug, when talking about the color of diluted wine, shnei chalkei mayim ve'echad yain, it's talking about a situation where you have two parts water to one part wine, meaning it's a 1-out-of-3 ratio, that the pure wine is just 1 out of the 3 parts, and then the water is the other 2 parts. So it's not a situation where the wine is a quarter, rather it is just a third. How do we know this? Because we know min hayayin hashironi. We know this from the wine of the Sharoni region. So this Mishnah comes and tells us that the correct ratio of wine is when you have 2 waters to 1 wine, as opposed to 3 waters to 1 wine. Ve'od, and furthermore, the entire premise of the proof is no good, because if you're telling me that you really only need a revius in order to be chayiv, so mayim mikadum mitzdarfim, so you have 1 quarter of pure wine, so you have a quarter of a revius, and you're walking out with this quarter of revius, because it has the capability to be mixed with 3 quarters water, you're going to tell me that you're chayiv, but you're not carrying that 3 quarters water. That's in a whole separate entity that you're not even carrying. So you're going to be chayiv because of water that's in some container in your house. That doesn't make any sense. Normally, Rava Rava says back to Abai to defend himself, and that is yain hashironi luchot. So the first proof that you tried to bring against me, that really the pure wine should be 1/3 as opposed to 1/4, that's not necessarily a good proof, because you brought me proof from yain hashironi. That is an exception, a specific rule within the yain hashironi. Why? Because derafe, because it's weak wine and therefore requires less dilution. So therefore, if you only have 1/3, that's going to be enough in order to dilute it properly. But most wines, however, normally need 3 parts water to 1 part wine. Inami, alternatively, hasamishum chazusa. Also over there, you could bring a different reason, because over there in the Mishnah in Nida, as we pointed out, it's just talking about different colors that you need to see if it's going to be considered a Nida situation or not. So when it comes to appearance and color, so 1/3 and 2/3 water is going to be enough to create the color that you need. Avala time abayitfe, but in order to achieve the proper taste of the wine, then you are going to need more than that, so it would need to be 1 part wine to 3 parts water. Dekamar mayim bekadum mitzdarfin. Now for the second thing that you tried to bring a proof against me to say, is the water in the barrel really going to combine? This also is not going to be a problem, because lenin Shabbos midi dechashev bayinan, because when we're talking about Shabbos in terms of the laws of carrying, we only require something which is significant enough. V'hanami hachashev, and even this small amount of wine, even though it's pure wine of 1/4, so that's still going to be chashuv enough, because you could have the potential to go and make a real good cup of wine So that's why it's going to be enough. Meaning, you're right, normally you would need the water to be there in order to have it count as a revius of anything, but when it's Shabbos time, in terms of carrying, all we care is about chashivos, and this thing is chashiv enough because it could potentially make a cup of wine. Now comes the Maran, shift gears a little bit, and says, what is the amount that one is going to be chayv if they carry out wine which has congealed? So Tana was taught in a brisa, yavish b'kizayis, that if wine dried up and it's congealed, so you're going to be chayv only if you carried out a kizayis. Divrei Rabbi Nassim, this is the words of Rabbi Nassim, this seems to be that a kizayis congealed is equal to a revius when it is liquefied. Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Davar Echad. So Rav Yosef says that Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda also said the same thing, that a revius of liquid would equal the kizayis of salb. And now Rabbi Yosef elaborates on this. Rabbi Nassan had Amran, so we saw Rabbi Nassan said this in our situation, Yavish b'kizayis. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said this? How do we know that they hold the same thing? The Tani, because it's taught in a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shisha Dvar Mikuli Beisham Mechom Rabbi Yisil. There are six things that can be counted in machloks in between Beishamai and Beisil, or Beis Hillel was the more Achmir Shitas. Now there are more than this. This is just quoting a Mishnah in Adios. So what are these? Dam Nevela, Beishamai Mitarim, Beishilo Mitamin. When it comes to Dam Nevela, so normally Basar Nevela is going to be an issue and a major Isser. So what would be the halacha of blood of a Nevela? So Beishamai says it's okay, and Beishilo says you are going to be Tame. Now we see that this is a place where Beishilo is more Machmir. So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afkeshetimu Beishilo, even when Beishilo said that it's Tame, Lo Timu Ela Bedam Shish, but Revius, they only said it's going to be Tame when the blood is at least a Revius. Ho'el V'yachol Likrosh, because such an amount of blood can congeal and then turn into a kizayis, which would make something tame. Just as a nevelas basar needs a kizayis, so too over here, for the blood, we would need a kizayis, which is really talking about a revius. We see that revius and kizayis is equal. But now comes the Gemara and says that this comparison is not necessarily ironclad. Why? Because Amar Rabbi Abaye says, Dilma Lohi, maybe this is not a good comparison, and maybe Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda don't necessarily agree in our situation, because Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Nassan Hacha, Deboi Revius, Elabiyayin De Klish. Because maybe Rabbi Nassan only said the thing over here in terms of Revius and Kizayis by wine, because wine is a thin liquid and it loses much of its volume when it congeals, and therefore that's why it's going to be the same amount. Aval Bedam De Smich, but blood, which is very thick liquid, kizayis lo by revius. So in that situation, maybe a kizayis would not be equal to a revius. Or we can reject it the other way and say, inami ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda asa. Maybe they only said over there by the blood, de kizayis sagi lo revius. Because over there, the blood is going to be enough, elo b'dam desmich, because blood is so thick, so only over there, a kizayis is going to be equal to a revius, aval yayin de klish, but wine, which is a much thinner liquid, kizayis have yoser, mi revius, that a kizayis is going to be much more than a revius, v'chimapik pachos mi kizayis lechayev, and therefore he would hold that even if someone carried out less than a kizayis, he's still going to be chayev, because that would still be more than the required amount of liquid that someone would need to be chayev for on Shabbos. So we see we can't necessarily link these two machlokes, and that just because Rabbi Nassan says that it's true by wine and carrying out on Shabbos doesn't necessarily mean that the same thing would apply by this Dam Nevela. So this is Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph 77a. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.